Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 19 July 2023, and tonight's guest is a first-time guest. I've only spoken to this young man one time a few months ago on the phone briefly. We've had his daddy on the broadcast several times over the last couple years. We're going to talk to another hero from Canada in a minute. Now, when I say hero, I don't say that lightly. I really don't. We're going to talk to Nathaniel Pulaski, the son of Ultra Pulaski, the one that's facing up to 10 years in jail. And also his son now is facing time in prison. Before we do that, though, tomorrow being Thursday, Lord willing, we'll be in the office all day tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. Chris will be here tomorrow to answer questions that I may not have answers for, take orders, or whatever you want to do tomorrow. Our office hours from 9 to 4. Over the last couple, 3 months, the phone lines have been very quiet. Very few people call in and add anything, order anything, or even really call in and say hi, but that's okay. We'll be here. But if calls don't pick up during the week, probably we're not going to have answering service any longer. I'll just check the phone myself once a day at the end of the day because we're putting money out that we don't need to put out because nobody's calling in to talk to Lisa about anything or need anything. So that's just the way it is. I just want to let you know that. So within the next couple months, maybe if you don't have Lisa answering the phone, you know what happened. We just couldn't afford to keep her on without some kind of response from the people coming in. So you know what's going on there. But I will still be reachable. I will be checking the phones every day for messages at the end of the day. But anyway, but tomorrow is off. So like I said, off day tomorrow. We'll be in from 9 to 4. You can give us a call. Have any questions, comments about anything, you want to place an order, make a donation, 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. Or you can call, if you have long distance, folks, you can save us quite a bit of money a month if you'll call us at 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. And I do know that some people are having a hard time getting on the phone for the call-in listen line. Well, apparently the number's been changed. I'm going to give you a new number to listen on the phone. If you listen on the radio at night and you used to listen on the phone, grab a pen and paper very quickly. I'm going to give you a new number to listen on. Our producer, Todd, gave me one today. But when I called it, it didn't work. It gave me another number to call. That did work. So I'll give the new number, the newest number I have, to listen on the telephone. I know some of y'all don't give a good reception on shortwave or whatever. If you can't listen online or other local stations in your area, you can call this number and listen to the program live. The number is 518-518-931-931. The last four numbers are 1-1-2-1. 1-1-2-1. Again, that number is 518-931-1121. There you go. All right, hope you got that. Now, we'll go right to our guest now, Nathaniel Pawlowski, 23-year-old young man, and in my mind, a warrior for Christ, obviously, but a hero, folks, to the church. That truly is the church. I'll be quite honest with you. Most people I talk to that live in this country, if they were facing the same thing that his daddy's facing, or what little brother Nathaniel is facing right now of jail time, they'd back off, sit down, and shut up. They would not take a stand. Praise God, there are a few men out there that are willing to go to jail, and Pastor Arthur has went to jail several times already, was abused and mistreated in prison, but he's still standing faithful to Christ, and right now is facing up to a decade in prison for preaching to the protesters with the truck strike in Canada here, I guess about a year or so ago. He's facing 10 years in jail with a law that no one's ever been charged with before. We'll discuss that in a minute with Nathaniel. Nathaniel, are you there?
Yes. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're more than welcome. You sound just like your daddy, by the way. But anyway, thanks for being with us tonight. And I do appreciate, Nathaniel, I appreciate what you're doing. I know you're following your daddy's footsteps, so to speak. But you're doing it on your own. Your dad didn't make you do this. Your dad didn't make you stand with him. He didn't do any of these things. It's on your heart to glorify your Savior. So you're standing on your own two feet in Christ, as a young man in Christ, taking a stand for what's right in Canada. And folks, don't laugh at Canada. We're not too far behind them, believe me. Nathaniel, would you tell the folks a little bit about yourself and maybe a little bit about your home life with your parents and what you've seen your dad go through and how it affected you and your mommy and other siblings?
Sure. Well, I grew up watching my dad go through all sorts of things. I mean, this didn't start when COVID started. This started a long time ago. I was 6 years old when my dad was first arrested for reading the Bible in a park. He was just reading the Bible to a few people, and the police officer claimed that the Bible's offensive, and he was arrested for that. And since
that's been 17 years ago, right?
Yep.
17 years ago. And so in Canada, 17 years ago, it was already against the law to read the Bible in public.
Yep. And feeding the poor is illegal. So he's been arrested. Before COVID, he was arrested 10 times for doing his job as a pastor, feeding the poor, reading the Bible, preaching. And then COVID came, and obviously that was another excuse for the government to take away our rights and freedoms even more. So he was arrested 6 more times. So watching this growing up obviously had an impact on me because, you know, normal young boys are taught respect police officers, respect government. You know, normal young boys, young Christian boys might be taught, you know, Romans 13 and respect the government and authority. But we're not living in those times.
No, we're not. Of course, I don't want to keep interrupting you. This, you're already piquing my interest. I know you are the audience also. Were any other pastors that you know of 17 years ago arrested for reading the Bible or for any other reason for standing for Christ?
There was a few people that would. Even back then, they were standing up against the gender stuff, the drag queen stuff, even that long ago, and they were arrested. They were people who stood up against abortion in Canada. They were arrested. There's one lady who's been in prison for roughly 15 to 20 years now, I reckon, and she was doing was protesting outside of abortion, just holding a sign, doing nothing. So in Canada, you've not been allowed to do certain things for a very long time. And a lot of people here in Canada, I even saw one big mega bishop or pastor from Canada. He commented on Twitter saying, I don't know what we're talking about. Canada's free and we have all the religious liberties and freedom of speech that we could want. But he's actually right. He does have the freedom of speech and freedom of religion because he's towing the party line. If you stay within what the government allows you to say, well, then of course you can do whatever. You're as free as you want to be. But as soon as you step out of line and you start going against the government and you start going against the sins and against all the evil that's going on, well, then they take it away. So as long as you're towing the party line and staying within what the government allows you, well, then, yeah, you have rights and freedoms. But everyone else who disagrees with what the government's doing, they don't. So that was my upbringing. Arrests, tickets, government abuse and harassment and persecution. And then it trickled on to me. I decided to make stands. I had to take a stand. It was, I didn't really ask for a fight, but the fight came to me. I saw what's going on in the world and in my country, and I'm not okay with it. I don't agree with it. Recently I took a stand against the drag queen stuff. In my city, there's a tax-funded, publicly funded drag queen story hour for young children, 0 to 8 year olds. So we're paying for that with our taxpayer money, and I just disagree on that on all levels. And I decided to go preach and read the Bible outside one of these events. But the mayor of our city passed a law. They are not allowed to protest drag events within 100 meters of that event. I was within 100 meters on public sidewalk.
I'll ask you this. You said the mayor passed the law. The city council passed it, right? Or did the mayor just make a law herself?
Well, mayor and city council, yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah. It's a completely unconstitutional, illegal law that's infringing on my right to protest. So I broke that law, and I was charged for being within 100 meters, illegally protesting within 100 meters, and they also charged me with a bylaw harassment because I was reading in the Bible and preaching. So they consider that harassment. They consider preaching and reading the Bible harassment. So that's what I've been dealing with. So we had to hire a lawyer, and one of those bylaws actually has up to a year in prison as a penalty. It could be anywhere from a $500 fine up to a year in prison. So it's a ridiculous law, and what we're experiencing here in Canada is Soviet style, to say the least.
And well, let me ask you a question. Yeah. How did you and your siblings and your mama handle all this when your daddy's in prison so many times? I mean, what was the atmosphere like in your home?
Well, I mean, I can only speak for myself and what I was feeling, but I mean, for me, it's almost normal. It's almost like I'm numb to it because it's just been my entire life. But obviously, the last time was different because he was in there for longer, and he was in there for 50 days in solitary confinement, and it was a dangerous situation because they were really trying to hurt him and break him. But I mean, we, as a family, we don't really sit back and just, you know, we're not going to whine and complain sitting at home, just wondering what's going to happen. We take action. So I was staging protests, doing media, rallying all sorts of political pressure and, you know, trying to make convoys happen and, just putting pressure on the politicians and everything that's going on. So we took action as a family. But it's not easy. I wouldn't say that. It's obvious. This isn't normal to have to go through something like this.
I agree. And did you, through y'all's efforts with this, were you able to change any politicians, get any of the bad ones out of office or changing them's minds where they saw your viewpoint? Did any of that happen?
Yeah, actually. I don't know if the mainstream media would obviously not give us any credit for this, but the premier, which is like the governor of our province, the one who is responsible for my dad's arrest and imprisonment and all that stuff, he had to resign He had to resign because of just public backlash. He was probably the most hated politician in all of Canada, potentially even more than Trudeau, which is surprising. Anyway, he had to resign. We're responsible for getting the Minister of Justice, another man who's responsible for my dad's arrest, out of office. So the pressure works, and Americans actually helped with that. Lots of people were making phone calls, emails, texts, and just flooding the system of the people responsible for this injustice. And I believe that pressure helped.
Well, hey, man, that is good to hear. So even from down here, we can make a difference.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
That is phenomenal. And so right now, I know your daddy's supposed to be facing sentences any day, up to 10 years in prison, and you're facing up to a year in jail. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's a bylaw offense, so I don't think they're allowed to go with prison as a punishment right away. But it's an unconstitutional bylaw, and I'm fighting it. I'm not going to let them do this. I'm not going to let them get away with passing laws to infringe on Christians, that are discriminating against Christians, that are completely anti-Christ. We're hiring a lawyer. We're fighting it. It's very expensive, but we have to do it, because if we let them get away with it and I just pay the fine or serve the prison or whatever, they get away with it, and I'm not going to let them get away with this.
Good for you. And your bill has been paid mostly through donations?
Yeah, all through donations. That's the only way we can fight, right? We ask people to help out for lawyer fees. I'm sure you know how much lawyers can cost, and that's why Jesus said, "Woe to you, lawyers!" But unfortunately, they just cost so much, like $500 an hour. It's ridiculous, but that's what it takes. So yeah, we ask people to help, and that's the only reason we can fight.
Are you getting a lot of help from the states?
Yeah. Yeah, so Americans, I'm very happy about the fact that Americans get it a little bit more than Canadians do, that you guys respect and value your freedom of religion, freedom of speech, your First Amendment. Canadians don't, and that's the reason why we've lost it. I mean, my dad's facing up to 10 years because of a thought crime. He said words, right? His conviction was based on a charge that's called inciting mischief. He said words that the government disagreed with. He's facing sentencing because he said words. Like, that's mind blowing, and that should be very, very eye opening to everyone.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. And by the way, folks, tomorrow, if you want to help with a donation, I do have the address to send it to. We won't take time to give it too much tonight. It's a bit lengthy, but I have it in front of me right now. So tomorrow you can call and ask if you want to help out a little bit, and I hope you will. I promise you, Nathaniel, I'll be sending more money in myself as soon as possible. I want to help all I can with this. And if I were a millionaire, I'd pay for it all, but I'm not, unfortunately. But, folks, if you want to help Nathaniel and his daddy fight this, and I hope you will. I don't care if you only have $5. I don't care if you only have $1. Let's help these people fight for this. I know they're in Canada, and I know Canada's worse off than we are right now, but folks, if we don't stand and help our neighbor, our brothers and sisters that are in need right now, who will help us when we start going down that path? Who are we going to turn to? So tomorrow, while I'm in office, you call tomorrow and get the address on how you can help Nathaniel and Pastor Otter fight this battle with your finances. And I promise, Nathaniel, ASAP, I'll be sending some money into you. It won't be a fortune, but then go into the coffers to help fight this thing, okay?
Thank you. Thank you very much. You know, I went to European Parliament to speak, and I explained to everybody that was listening and to the members of European Parliament, and I explained to them, you know, if you allow Canada to get away with this, you're sending a message to your own government that you're okay with this. It's kind of like a situation where Hitler annexed Czechoslovakia, and he annexed Austria, and the world just let it happen. So that was sending a message that, well, Hitler can go further and just keep doing this and just t- take over all of Europe. And then he invaded Poland. And that was when the world finally said, okay, enough is enough. So at some point, you have to say enough is enough. You can't treat citizens this way. You can't treat Christians this way. If they do this to one of us, they do it to all of us. I don't care what denomination you are. I don't care what theology you believe in. You're a Christian. You believe in Jesus. They're doing this to you. We're way past that point. We're at a point where they're going to ask you, do you believe in Jesus? Okay, well, straight to the gulag. That's just what the point of history we're at right now. They're doing this to all of us because it's an agenda that hates Christianity, that hates good, that just hates anyone who's going to stand up. So there's like that saying where they're really after you. I'm just in the way.
Yeah.
So my dad says that, right? They want you, but my dad's he's taking the hits for you.
Well, now have any of the churches in Canada stood with you all and helped financially?
There's a few small churches that took a stand during this crazy period, but very, very few. There's a couple of small churches, but no, for the 99% of pastors of churches, they bent the knee to the government. They took the buyouts. They took the money from the government. They treated their own parishioners like garbage. They threw them out to the street. They segregated them. They demanded the passports at the door, or they did Zoom church instead of real church. And they're the mega churches, right? They make millions of dollars from, and they also took money from the government. And they're compromised. So no, they don't support anyone who's actually doing good. In Canada, if you have a charitable status, if you're a charity in Canada, you're not allowed to talk about abortion. You're not allowed to talk about homosexuality, and you're not allowed to talk about a divorce because the Canadian government considers those political issues, even though they're moral, biblical issues. But if you preach about them from the pulpit, you're not eligible to be a charity. So all the churches that are charities, well, then they're not talking about the real moral issues.
Well, it's about the same thing down here, Nathaniel, with what we call 501c3 tax-exempt status. Senator Johnson, clear back in 65, because he about lost an election because of the church, had the Senate pass a law to make the churches like charitable organizations, but they had to get a 501c3 status from the IRS so they could keep the donation and pay tax on. But they could do that already. The churches didn't need that in America. They were tax immune. But Americans, being sometimes as gullible as they are, said, yes, that's not a good idea. So now, lawfully, if they want to push it in this country, they can say, well, you can't preach about those things either because that is considered political, and we will cut off your 501c3 status. And I'll tell you right now, Nathaniel, it's sad to say, but most churches in America would bow down and say, yes, sir, master, because that's what they've been taught to believe. They believe Romans 13 applies to everything, so they don't question this. So we're about in the same boat, maybe not quite as far down the road as you are, but we're getting there. So go ahead.
That's why you can't let them take anything. If you give them an inch, they'll take a mile, and that is a leash that they'll have on the churches. I believe that's a reason why the church has failed in Canada. The church failed in Canada completely. And, you know, we, just like America, we were founded on Judeo-Christian values. We made a covenant with God when this country was founded, just like America, and we failed. We completely went away from everything that we were based and built on. So I believe that was a huge part of it. It was controlling the churches because money, right? Money is all that matters.
Sure. Money and wealth and control. So your daddy goes in for sentencing when?
August 9th.
Now, will he be put in prison then, or what will happen there?
Well, not necessarily. We don't know. The judge could just say time served because he spent 50 days in prison. But because this is a political trial, this isn't anything based on law, he shouldn't have even been found guilty. All the lawyers are just baffled because that's never happened. Like, to say words, to tell people to peacefully protest and be found guilty for that, like, that's just unprecedented. So this isn't a normal trial. The judge has up to 10 years in prison at his disposal. That's the maximum penalty he can give. He could do anything he wants, really. He could say time served, he could say probation, or he could say up 10 years if he's bought and paid for. Like, we don't know. So right after the sentencing, we're obviously filing an appeal, and it could be a lengthy process. It could take a year, it could take two, it could take many more, but we're fighting this till the end. We're not going to let them get away with this, so we are taking this to appeal. But yeah, we'll see what happens on August 9th.
So your daddy could possibly be in prison while all this is being fought for?
Yeah, he could. I'm not sure how the process works exactly, if he would be let out during the appeal process, mm-hmm. or what that looks like. But we'll see.
Wow. My goodness, you know, and he's been found innocent on how many charges now?
Well, since 2005, he's been arrested 16 times, probably around 350 charges, beat every single one of them. He was found guilty a couple times, but then we took it to the Court of Appeal and we won. So he's never been found guilty on anything that stuck, except for this one. This one's the one time where they found him guilty. But last time they found him guilty, too, and we won it at the Court of Appeal. That was the time where he was forced to do, like, a government-approved speech every time he spoke. That was the time he was arrested on the highway. So he was found guilty for that, but we won at the Court of Appeal. So this time, again, he's been found guilty, but hopefully we will win this at the Court of Appeal, and hopefully he's not sent to prison.
And that's what day next month is that?
August 9th. I'm not sure the day. I believe that's a Wednesday.
That's on a Wednesday. Folks, I know it's a while off, but try to put on your calendar to have prayer special for this on August 9th. What time of the day is the trial? I mean, the ascension, do you know?
Probably morning. That'd be like 9 a.m. our time. So that would be 11 Eastern.
Eastern time. And folks, I'm asking you prayer warriors all over the country, around the world. And I know people listen to this broadcast all over the world. Intercede on behalf of Pastor Alter and also Nathaniel. Right now, daddy's facing 10 years in jail. Intercede in prayer. Ask your Father to be glorified in this, and this nonsense be defeated. And the ones who pushed his crime, it's a crime, folks. Just pray for the removal from office. In Jesus' name, let's pray for that. Let's pray for that. Back at the break with phone call next half hour. As always, any questions for Nathaniel at 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Manna a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. with organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game. Get on the battlefield. Satan's army's come to kill. This is war.
All folks, we're back. And we're talking to Nathaniel Pulaski, a young man who went clear to the European Parliament to speak. I watched his speech. It's not very long. I think about 4 or 5 minutes long. Very powerful speech. I wanted to play it on the program tonight, but we couldn't get it to rip off and play on the broadcast. But how were you received in the European Parliament?
Well, there were several members of European Parliament in attendance. I believe there was five or six, and they absolutely support my family and what we're doing, the cause, what my dad is going through. So they were very receptive. Everyone in attendance was giving a standing ovation after my speech, and after they played a video of my dad, people were crying. Members of European Parliament were crying, very emotional, and they're completely supportive, which surprised me as how many people and very influential people are watching, and they completely stand with us.
Well, now, did any of them volunteer to contact your premier or anybody involved in the case?
Well, you know, contacting the premier, we've done that. She is not willing to help or do anything because she cares more about her political career. She cares more about being politically correct. She cares more about adhering to the woke mob and being a good, you know, liberal puppet. So, you know, pressure on her is good. I think it would help. I do have a number to contact the premier. But you know, every bit of pressure helps, for sure. I think if with enough pressure, these people can cave and hopefully realize that what they're doing is just wrong.
Well, did anybody from the European Parliament offer to call or be of assistance in any way?
Well, the way they help is just making the story known and just exposing it. So some members of European Parliament did interviews with me and spoke with me about the issue. And that's their way of contributing. They get the story out there. They make the story bigger. They help in their own way. They are helping because there's like international pressure now. There's international figureheads, heads of you know, members of the European Parliament that are watching the story. Hopefully the local politicians here will understand that they're being scrutinized on an international level.
You know, folks, again, this is not taking place in the USA. Taking place just north of us with our own brothers and sisters, I'm sure, also. These men have taken the battle to the world to get the knowledge out to the world. They've spent time on the streets. Nathaniel Daddy spent many days in prison. He's facing 10 more years. Nathaniel's facing a year. We cannot afford, and not just because, now listen, I'm going to make this point if I can. Even if you don't care what happens to them, it's coming to America. If you care about your what's left of your freedoms and your children's freedoms, you will help these men. If it's for no other reason, it's to protect yourself. Okay, that's about the best I can put it. That's a sad statement to make, but some people don't care unless it affects them directly. Well, it's going to affect us directly. And I'll say this also, we are our brother's keeper. These are my brothers in Christ. I'm honored to know them. They weren't so far away, I'd buy them a hamburger and shake their hand. Because I'm honored to know these two men. And I call this young man a man, 23 years old. He's a man. He's already paid the price. His daddy's paid the price. His family's paid the price. And he's taking a stand. The least you can do is tomorrow call and say, where can I send 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, whatever. Whatever you can send. The least you can do is that. That's the least you can do, folks. That's the very least you can do. It's like paying a tip on a $100 meal. You know, that's the least you can do. But you can also write down this phone number. We're going to get the number in a minute. And if you don't get it tonight, call me tomorrow. I'll have it. To call the premier's office. Now, when you call this number, Nathaniel, I'm sure you're going to get some kind of secretary, right? Who would we ask to speak to?
Well, I have the office of the premier, so it'll likely be the secretary. So they'll probably ask you what message you have, what this is regarding, and you can tell them what you think about, you know, the treatment of my dad, what the government is doing. I mean, he's facing prison on August 9th for saying words. He said words. He said a sermon. He told people to stand up for their rights. He told people that God is with them and to hold the line and to keep doing what they're doing peacefully and to be and to remember that God, you know, God gave them these rights and freedoms, and He wants them to be free and not under oppression. So, for saying words and telling people to peacefully resist tyranny, he's facing prison. So it's a thought crime. It's a freedom of speech issue. So tell them what you think of that as an American.
And what's the premier's name?
Her name is Danielle Smith.
Danielle Smith. All right, Danielle Smith, folks. And what's the phone number?
780-427-2251.
Give it out again.
780-427-2251.
And I wonder if tomorrow five people will take time to call that number. Even I'm going to say 10. I wonder if five will take time to call the number tomorrow. I wonder if maybe 10 or 12 will take time to send a few bucks. I just wonder, folks. It's sad I have to wonder that. I mean, really, it is. And the phone line's open. I'm going to turn Nathaniel loose in a couple minutes. If you don't want to talk to him, I'll turn him loose. The number is 844 769-2944. You're talking to a young man who's standing in the gap for his father, and now needs someone to stand in the gap for him. Will we, as his brothers and sisters here in the United States, stand with this gentleman and his dad? Or will we just go back to watching TV because it's not my ox being gored right now? But it really is. It really is. If they're a brother and sister, and they are brothers and sisters, they are. If we don't stand and protect them, then we are denying Christ before men. You understand what I'm saying? Silence is not golden, it's yellow. Whenever you stand silently while somebody's been persecuted and prosecuted, you're denying Christ. Matthew 10 says, if you do that, Christ shall deny you before my Father in heaven. So the phone line's open, 844-769-2944, and I don't apologize for saying what I said. If you think I'm being too strong, please go watch Joel Osteen or somebody. Don't pay attention to me. Go join those mega churches where you make you feel good, and there's no such thing as sin. Just go and join those people. Don't hang around us, because we're the kind of guys that won't take action. We'll get you in trouble. We'll ask you to stand with us and make a difference for our nation and for our children. We're the kind of guys and ladies that just don't like you backed in the corner and told what we can and cannot do for the glory of God. Now, if you're not one of those kind, then please, by all means, turn the radio off. Go do something else. Don't support me. Don't support them. Live your own life. One day you'll die, stand before Christ, like all of us will. We'll see what he says to us then. Nathaniel and his dad need our help. Right now they need financial help and lots of prayer. And I'm asking that you do this in the name of Jesus. I'm asking this, folks. You don't have to. I know you don't have to. You'll answer nobody. You won't answer to me, but you'll answer God one day, and that's a promise. Let's talk to Joe right here in West Virginia. Joe, come on in.
Thank you, Butch. You know, Pastor Arturo is not the one who's on trial. It's Jesus Christ.
That's really true. A good way to put it. Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Because, see, they're trying to silence Jesus. And this is a sign of the end times, that they're trying to silence Jesus Christ. And it's sad that a country is doing it. But the country like Canada, we're just as bad with our Congress and Senate, that they accepted Luciferianism as their God. And
that's
humanism as a way of life.
That is true. But you know, that's a good point. And that Christ is on trial here. And so are ourselves, so to speak, Joe, because if we don't stand, then are we not judging ourselves before Christ as being unconcerned about his word?
Oh, most definitely. You know, we have to think about the Apostle John, Peter in the book of Acts in chapter 4, I believe it was, where he stood before the Sanhedrin.
Right.
He says, it doesn't matter what you say. We just have to be obedient to God and what he tells us to do.
That's right. That's exactly
and
right.
And they're not tried because of their knowledge of God. That frightened them. They're tried because they chose to stand up on the laws of God and reject the laws of man.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Authority ends where God's law begins. So man's authority crosses God's laws is not authority at all. It may be power, but it's not authority.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you want to say to Joe, Nathaniel?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, they're not just putting my dad on trial. It's all of Christianity, the Bible. Jesus himself is on trial. Because that's what it is. It's an antichrist agenda. It's an antichrist spirit. They want to silence the Christians. This is a situation like where you had Emperor Nero, who's going after Christians and prosecuting them and throwing them in prison and putting them in the Colosseum. And that's what we have here in Canada today.
Yes. And, you know, and a lot of things, too, like the churches that compromise, they're also being judged. And you pastors in Canada who are listening to this broadcast, if you're not challenging the system, if you're not standing up against it, if you're not standing on the Word of God, and you're afraid to offend somebody, then you're offending God.
Amen.
And then you're a coward.
Yeah.
You know, to not make a choice, you've already made a choice. You can't straddle the fence on this one. Either for or against Christ, there's no fence straddling here at all.
That's right. And, you know, in the book of Acts, you know, when Peter was imprisoned and he was held by two legions of officers on both sides of him, and he was contained in an area. And the angel came. The only reason why the angel came to release him is because the people were praying.
That's true.
The people were calling up on God's name. People were worshiping God in the name of Christ for Peter.
And then the young lady answered the door, and Peter knocked, thought she saw a ghost. Yeah, that's true.
Really, yes.
Yeah, that's true. Good call, Joe. Anything else you want to say?
I'm just going to tell people, get your spiritual house in order, because it's coming to America.
All right, good call, Joe. Thank you. Next call is from Canada. Let's talk to Jeff in Canada. Jeff, come on in.
Hi, yeah. It's great to hear Nathaniel Pulaski. I did see his interview with the European Parliament. Yeah. So as far as Danielle Smith goes, well, she's totally pro-homosexual or sodomite, pro-abortion. She's just like all the rest. She's Jason Kenney in a skirt and nothing more. And she'll do nothing to stop this. And the same thing with Poliver. They all stood for the homosexual agenda bills, C4, I guess it was, or a bunch of them. They're all the same. So I'm never going to vote for him. As far as churches go, yeah, he's right. Around here, here's a city of a million. There isn't a single church that's worth anything. And that's just how it is. So there's a handful across the country, Arthur Plasky Church and a few others, and that's basically it. You know, so we'll have to see. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen. It's hard for me to imagine that they're going to throw him in prison on the 9th. Maybe there'll be an appeal and he'll win the appeal, but he will certainly not get any help from any politicians. You know, Calgary likes to, and Alberta likes to talk to themselves as being the Texas of Canada. That's garbage. You know what? The mayor of Calgary didn't even want people to set up fireworks on Canada Day. This Gondek. Yeah, and the person before her was even worse. What's wrong with Calgarians? Well, I guess the same thing that's wrong with the people of South Carolina, who keep putting into office Lindsey Graham, that closet case.
Yeah, you really.
Know? Yeah. So there's no difference between that much of a difference between the so-called blue states and red states when you get down to it. You know, there's not really. I mean, there's a few people in the states in Congress that are okay, and there's a few people like for example, up here right near me, there was Randy Hillier, who was drummed out of the Conservative Party. He stood tall, and they were going to go after him, and then the charges were thrown out. He and also another guy, a pastor in Elmer, whose name I can't recall, and I think some guy, another politician too, and they were subsequently drummed out of their parties for standing. But Hillier is one of the very few that's any good.
Okay, so, all right. You have any comments with that, Nathaniel?
Yeah, I mean, our politicians are very, very bad. We don't have a single one that stands for the people. There's a handful, and they, like the gentleman was saying, they were kicked out of the party. However, what people can do is, these politicians, they're just human. They're just people. They're evil, but they're just people. And what humans are... humans often, they cave to pressure. So if enough people pressure these politicians often enough, they'll not like that backlash, and it could result in enough pressure. I mean, with Jason Kenney, the past premier, there was enough pressure on him that he resigned. We had enough pressure on other politicians and other ministers, and they resigned, or they gave up on pursuing certain matters. So pressuring these people is really all we can do when it comes to the political realm.
That's true. Good call, Jeff. Anything else you want to say?
Yeah, well, see, in this country, every single prime minister from Lester B. Pearson on up has been a complete dirtbag, including Stephen Harper, the one to get us into some sort of trade deal, you know, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. They're all the same. Probably the last good one we had maybe was Diefenbaker. Way back in, he was, actually, I think he was up until about Kennedy, 63, 62, somewhere around there. Ever since then, they've all been terrible. And yes, it is worth pushing and applying as much pressure as possible. That's true. If for no other reason than their own selfish motives.
What we're going to try to do. We're going to try to do that. Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call, Jeff. Appreciate it. And, folks, again, the number to call to talk to Premier Danielle Smith Listen, surely you make a phone call. And I would like to thank you, send some money. And I got the address here, but that's up to you. I can't, all I can do is offer and pray the people out there, men and women out there, they'll take a stand. Daniel Smith's phone number is 780-427-2251. Let's go to Tom in Georgia. Tom, come on in. Welcome.
Pastor, wasn't the first caller's name Dan?
The first caller's name was Joe.
Joe, I'm sorry. He was right. He was right about the persecution being against Christ himself. That's why they kill babies, to attack God.
That's true. In Acts,
when Jesus introduces himself to Saul of Tarsus, he says, "Hey, man, why are you persecuting me?" Saul didn't know who Christ was. He was going after these wacky believers, you know. He didn't care about Christ, but the attack was on him. And Christ pointed it out to him and to us. Joe was right on the money.
Yes, sir. I agree. I totally agree. Anything else you want to say, Tom?
That's all I've got.
All right. Thanks for the call. Good point. Anything you want to say to that, Nathaniel?
No, he's absolutely right. And that's why it's so important to stand up for people that are going through persecution, because they're not just doing it to this person you may not know. They're doing it to all of Christians, and they're doing it to Jesus himself. So are you going to stand up and say something at least and help out? Because that's the least that we can do. I know people who have been going through persecution for many years, and throughout COVID, many people were going through persecution, and you have to stand together because that's what they want. They want to segregate us, isolate us like predators, so we have to stand up together.
Well, now, your daddy told me today that, by the way, his daddy will be on with us next Tuesday, folks. Pastor Arthur will be on us next Tuesday. Your daddy said today that other people in the protest, the truckers' protest, are going to be charged also pretty soon. I suppose they were leaders of the protest.
Yeah, some people were charged with that. And basically what the judge said when my dad was found guilty is anybody who even participated in the truck convoy in that protest that you guys saw going on here in Canada is guilty of crimes. That's what the judge said. They're all guilty of mischief, which, like, what does even mischief mean? There's no definition for mischief. It's just a made-up charge that politicians made up for themselves to get anyone who they disagree with. And so they're just charging everyone with mischief because it's an arbitrary charge. They can use it against anyone, and it doesn't mean anything, but it's a very heavy penalty. Mischief has a penalty of up to 10 years in prison, but you don't even know what is mischief. It's a thought crime.
Well, you know, it's kind of like January 6th down here. What's happened to people in January 6th who did nothing wrong either? It's kind of the same thing. You know, it's just on a larger scale because there's a lot more there that that they're involved in this. So, obviously, the charges are not finished. They still be charging other people. And they're going to push your daddy and yourself as far as they can. So between now and August the 9th, I think you said, nothing else is planned to go on other than just us, y'all being busy speaking to people.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. However, there's lots of people in Alberta who are very upset about what's going on. There are truckers and farmers that are not happy with what's going on. So I'm not sure what they're planning, but people, there's protests planned at Canadian embassies in Poland. There are protests planned at Canadian embassies in America. I'm not sure what's going on with that. I just heard that people might be planning those. And that is how to bring international attention to the issue. And that kind of pressure can help. That kind of pressure on that big of a scale, planning a protest at a Canadian embassy because a pastor is being potentially thrown in jail, like that is international news. That'll be on every major news outlet. That's going, politicians are going to be paying attention to that. That's huge. So lots of people have different ways of helping, and every single way of helping is massive support, and it all works.
Well, let's go to Gary in Arizona. Gary, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Butch, I'm sorry I'm violating the code here by calling in today, but I couldn't help it. Nathaniel, I just want to say this to you, brother. Scripture is very clear. You know, if your brother hungers, give him something to eat. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. If he's in jail, visit him. Okay, these people that are being crucified by their own governments, as you people are there, the least that we could do. Now, please listen to me, folks, and I know what I'm talking about here. You know, in the past, I have called in this show when I didn't have very much, and people responded and they helped me. And so we love one another. So if you possibly can, just grab a couple shekels, throw it in an envelope, you know, and send it to these people, because we know that they will use it for the right purpose. And their purpose is to serve God. Now, Butch, I will shut up and get off the air, and I'll get you the address from you tomorrow.
All righty.
God bless.
Now, folks, I have the address here tomorrow. I'll give it to you. Be honored to give it to you. Will you stand with these men? Will you stand with them seriously for the glory of God? Now, folks, this is all for the glory of God. Yes, we're helping our brothers in this battle, and that's vitally important. But this is done for the glory of God and His Son, Jesus Christ. If we're not willing to stand right now, when it's just easy right now to make a phone call and send donations, that's so easy. If you won't stand now for something this easy, you're going to buckle like a noodle when pressure gets set on you. You're going to buckle like a piece of spaghetti because you'll not be worth a flipping real battle. Right now, you're not doing anything except helping somebody else that's in a battle. If you're not willing to help with past ammunition in them and help them to get through this, then please, just go ahead about your business. Go listen to somebody else's program because you listen to the wrong broadcast. And Brother Nathaniel, I promise you I'll get to you while I can, as soon as I can. You tell your daddy to be faithful, and I know you will, to hang in there. He's not by himself as far as this battle. We're in the battle with him. We are praying for him. And you be sure he knows that.
Thank you. I will. And really appreciate all your support. Thank you.
Well, we're in this thing together, brother. One day you might be helping me. You never know.
Yeah.
You know, you never know these things. But I'm honored to know you, young man. I really am. And you are a young man in Christ. And I'm honored to know you. And I want to thank you for what you're doing. And may God bless you and lead you and teach you from now on through this whole mess.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Right.
God bless.
All right. I will talk to you soon. God bless, my friend. Folks, again, we'll have his daddy on next week on Tuesday. I hope that you'll join us then, too, to hear what's going on in more detail with his daddy. Folks, I don't know what to do except to offer this airtime to help people in this battle. I wish I had more answers myself. I wish I could just say, here's what we're going to do next. The next move is this. But I'm just a man like everybody else. That's all that I am. But I'm praying that we're glorifying our Father and edifying His people. I'll see you in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4. You have a wonderful night. Good night.
Satan's army's come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.